Foreigner. Double Vision 92.1 WVTK. It's a wake up crew with the Mandalay. And I did not plan that song, Double Vision, because we actually have not one but two Miss Vermonts here in the studio this morning. Hey, good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing great. Yeah. Happy to be here.
Thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely. And this is a kind of a special situation. We have Hannah Rock, who is the current reigning Miss Vermont. And we also have Nikki Juven, who is the former Miss Vermont. It's a mother-daughter duo.
Yes, it is.
Yes, 30 years apart.
Which is so special.
That's amazing and wonderful and so cool to have you guys both here. We're going to dive a little bit into the history, you know, your reign and what's next for you in the next year above and beyond. But first, not only were you voted Miss Vermont, but you're voted Miss Congeniality by your peers, correct?
Yes, that is right.
Okay. So I got to know, what is the perfect date?
April 25th, obviously. Yes. And not only is that the perfect date in the Miss Congeniality movie, but I actually interviewed for the title of Miss Vermont on April 25th this year. So it really was the perfect date.
It really was. Oh, that just kind of fell together perfectly.
Exactly. I mean,
it's not too hot. It's not too cold. Just need a light jacket,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So perfect. Now, what has been your journey, Hannah, to Miss Vermont? Did you start at a young age? Did you wake up one morning and go, this scholarship thing, this sounds like a good idea. Let's go for it. How do you get involved in something like this in your journey?
It was sort of a little bit of both in some ways. I first competed in 2019. So this was my sixth time competing.
Wow.
So it's been a large chunk of my life been doing this. But I went to my first Miss America state competition when I was 26 days old.
Nice.
Who would think to bring a under a month old infant to a pageant?
That would be me.
So I've been around this forever, and I never competed until I was a sophomore in college, and it was a moment where it just kind of clicked, where I said to myself, if I don't take a shot, I'm going to regret it forever. And so I competed for the first time in 2019. I was Congeniality. I was good friends with the Miss Vermont who won that year. And I just caught the bug. I really fell in love with the organization, met some of my very best friends, and have continued working towards this for 7 years.
Wow. Girl.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Phenomenal. And I got to tell, I know this is radio, so you can't see it, but these ladies look fabulous, and they have like a little carrying case for their crowns. I mean, honestly, who else would think to do that but like the Miss and Misses and the Miss team, all the little pageant things? Like, here's your carrying case for your account.
Exactly. Gotta protect them.
I would be the dork. They'd be like, I won this. What do I do? I'll put it on the passenger seat and hope I don't hit the brakes. Like, now, what does this mean for you winning this title?
Very surreal. It was everything. I have been dreaming about doing this ever since I was a little kid. My first dream job was Miss Vermont. And so getting to now be Miss Vermont at 26 years old, I don't know any people who can say that they achieved their childhood dream at 26. And so to that moment of crowning when my name was called, I couldn't believe it. And it was just this absolute surreal. If you look at photos, there are tears streaming down my face because as hard as I've worked for it, there was always a part of me that was like, is this ever going to happen for me?
I may have Instagram stalked and saw some of the video. I was like,
oh yeah,
tears, oh my gosh, streaming. Good for her. She looked so fabulous. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Now I got to switch things over to you, Nikki. Kind of the same questions. What was your journey to the crown, and what was that like for you? What's different between 1996, right?
Yes, 1996.
What's the difference between 1996 and 2026?
Well, the competition itself has evolved, but for me, I grew up watching Miss America. I'm a singer and a performer, and so the dream was always to perform on the Miss America stage. We had a longtime volunteer who said to me, I was doing a show with him, and he said, you really should compete for Miss Vermont. And so I did the following year. It took me three tries to win the title. And it was a life-changing experience. Not only did I win the scholarship money at that point, but then when Hannah was a young girl, I was going through a divorce and going back to graduate school to really create a secure future for the both of us. And Miss America at the time had additional scholarships that former contestants could go back and apply for. And so even 6-7 years later, I was able to earn more scholarship money that allowed me to go back for my graduate degree. And so this organization really allowed me to do that, and it, and I believe so much in it. So Hannah and I just sort of grew up with this, and we would play Barbies together when she was little, and they would be Miss Barbie Land competition.
Miss Barbie Land, I love it.
But it certainly has evolved. Now, you know, there used to be a swimsuit competition, which there's no longer. It's evolved to a fitness competition. The talent competition is still an integral part, which is what sets Miss America apart. I mean, my gosh, it's been so thrilling. It's always amazing to watch your child up on stage and then to watch her year after year after year to return. And then for it to all fall into place on my 30th anniversary. I mean, there are videos of me responding to her crowning, and I'm just like out of my mind. So
it's like y'all are
getting
like choked up. This is so,
it was so incredible.
Yeah, there's a video that someone took of the entire audience, because this is a culmination. These are all of my friends. These are people that I've been known forever. The whole audience was just like going insane. And there's a video, my mom jumps up, arms raised. Yeah. You can see her in silhouette. And so that's cool to watch back.
Yeah, I'm not a very loud person normally, but whenever I'm at those pageants, I'm like screaming. And this year particularly, I was just beyond excited. And she deserves it so much. She's worked so hard. And of course, I'm biased, but I also believe that she will be an incredible Miss Vermont.
I think so, too. We're going on like 1 week now, but still, I mean, you're rocking it, girl. And that's what I love about this competition. It has evolved over the years, but Miss Vermont, past, present, future, we're talking real people. I mean, we're Vermonters. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be honest. I think people get maybe a misconception of like, okay, this is a kid who has been done pageants her whole life. Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. We kind of have a different take. We have day jobs. Okay. You're a teacher. I don't recall what you do.
Yeah.
Hannah.
I work at the University of Vermont Career Center.
There you go. I mean, we're just average everyday Joe. So it's a competition that is accessible really to anyone, which I think is really fabulous.
Absolutely.
Now, what's it like having two Miss Vermonts in the family? How much were you involved, Nikki? Was it like, okay, I'm coaching you every step of the way. You want to do this 2019? We're going to work day in, day out. Or was it like, okay, this is my baby bird. I'm going to let her fly and do this on her own kind of thing.
Well, I never wanted to push her into it. I, of course, supported every decision that she made, but it really was her decision when she decided to start competing. And from there, you know, I certainly gave my opinion when it was asked. I also have a background in music, and so we would practice together for her talent, and I work at the Bridge School, and so we would use our wonderful gym for practice time.
Great acoustics.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, walking in my gowns and stuff. Right. I think when I competed in 2019, I had this dress that was so sparkly and it would shed sparkles. And I remember my mom telling stories when we would come going on the weekends, and then her kids would come in on that Monday and be like, "There's so many sparkles in the gym. Where is this from?" And it's like, "Oops, that's from me."
Like, it's a magical fairy who came in and dusted the classroom. Right. Don't worry about a thing, kids. It's no big deal.
Yeah. So it's been, you know, I've really taken the cues from Hannah in terms of how much she wanted my involvement. And I've been very fortunate that she has wanted it. And it's just been an incredibly special bond, I think, that we have through this participation. And yeah, we're just, it's so exciting to watch what's coming next and for her and knowing what Miss America will be like.
And you have this is such like a proud mom moment. It's
absolutely.
Like, okay, my kid's Miss Vermont. I was Miss Vermont. How cool. You know, this is exciting. This is like 100% proud mom. I can just see that right there.
Absolutely.
I get chills.
Absolutely. I know I was saying to Hannah this morning, I was like, I'm not trying to take your spotlight.
No. No.
Absolutely not. This is the story. This is it.
That I thought was just so important, because you have the next 360 some odd days.
100%.
To go forth on your platform, and we can talk about that, you know, another time. I'd love to have you guys back in the studio. Because you have a foundation that you've set up, you have goals, you have places, you got a handler that's got your schedule tight. Boy, it wasn't hard to get you, but it was a little tough figuring, you know, she's got that these schedule.
These first two weeks are absolutely nuts. And I know that preparing for Miss America this summer is going to be crazy. So, but I'm so happy to be here and to talk
to you. Oh, you're so ready. You are. I can see it in you. Now, before I let you guys go get on your busy schedules for the day and for the next year there, Miss Vermont Hannah, what would you say to any little girls and young ladies out there that want to do something like this, but not only compete, but make a difference? Because it's not just, I wear a pretty dress and I have a chance at winning a crown. It's so much more than that. What is your advice for them?
I think my biggest thing is do it scared. There have been so many times when I have walked on that stage and been so full of anxiety for whatever reason, especially because this is, again, this is my childhood dream. This is part of my mom's legacy. I've wanted this so badly. There were definitely moments where I could have let the fear take me out of the running in some ways, but all of the impact that I've been able to have is because I sort of looked past that fear and was able to walk on stage anyway. And so this applies not just to this competition, but literally anything. That anxiety is always going to be there. So making sure to find ways to push past that and just do the thing that you want to do, even if you're scared, you will see the rewards and your impact will be that much greater because you've did it with that anxiety, knowing that anxiety is there.
And what about you, Nikki?
Well, one thing I think the way the organization has evolved is there is so much more of an emphasis on the service piece.
Yes.
And so I think that that serves you well, again, in just life in general. So I would echo what Hannah says. If you're interested at all, just do it. It's been so incredible to watch girls who compete their first year and they fall in love with it and they come back and watching their growth. I saw it with Hannah too. So there are so many life skills that you can get from this organization. And of course, then the scholarship money on top of that. I won over $15,000 in scholarships.
Wow.
Hannah walked away the other night with $8,000.
Holy cannoli.
So it makes a huge impact. So do it. Especially in Vermont, there's an incredible board behind Hannah.
Yes.
And it's an incredible experience.
Fantastic. Great advice. Thank you both for coming on the show today.
Thank you.
To me about everything Miss Vermont. Nikki, Miss Vermont 1996. Hannah, current reigning Miss Vermont, mother-daughter duo. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.